Smooth is not lit, yeah.
I mean, the girls' list is like on like over 100, and it's a 200 capacity venue.
Damn.
So, you get me? Hopefully, it's worth our while, innit?
Can only hope.
Yeah, that's the main thing now. Did you actually just hope?
Where is it?
Shoreditch.
Shoreditch. You know that club we went to that time? After Follies.
Do we go any club after Follies?
Yeah.
Down the stairs. It was like underground.
After Folly's birthday meal?
Yeah. But there, bro.
Why am I forgetting? All I remember is us just walking around for time.
Whose car did you go in?
Mine.
Folly's. After Folly's. In Shoreditch.
Yeah.
I remember that white club we were trying to go to.
I remember when we couldn't get in.
I think you'll forget. You're thinking about like years ago.
Remember when we couldn't get in and the security guard came with us to the cash point?
Oh!
Yeah, that motive.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I was thinking about you. Oh, fair enough.
You're talking about like 2-3 years ago now.
Oh, was it that club?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, the drinks there were mad expensive anyway.
Were they?
It was like, it was like £16 for a double Hennessy and Coke.
Yeah.
Or 18 or something like that.
Bro, ever since I said I don't spend like at functions, I've been spending ridiculously now. Absolutely ridiculously.
Don't know where it is.
Nah, last weekend, bro.
Last weekend was not a joke. It was
not. I'm still recovering, bro. I was ill.
Bro, a man bought a tray of tequila shots and like, I don't know how many was on there. I call it like 15, yeah? And like 5 of them spilled.
Is that what was on the floor?
Yeah.
I'm cleaning my own floor. God.
Yeah, that was what was on the floor, but obviously the lady behind the bar was nice.
She did them again. Oh yeah, I did the same. I made sure to hold it correctly, 2 hands on there. Just distribute, fam.
Yeah, I was trying to be guy. I was holding it with 1 hand, like 3 fingers or something silly like that.
Nah. This week, let me just take a break from drinking completely, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a Magnum this week, I'd be like, yo.
Because next weekend, get me.
I don't think we'll do a mad thing.
Okay, it'll be worse than last week, though.
No chance.
What?
No chance.
What, this week won't be worse than yesterday? Whoa, man.
Can you imagine? No chance. Can you imagine? Why wouldn't it be worse?
No. For me specifically, no chance.
Okay. Why not, though?
Bro, like, last week was just...
Was it that bad?
It was absurd.
I'm trying to think if I was...
I'm talking about for myself.
I know, same. I had a memory gap.
Everyone was best, man.
I was off the rails.
I had a memory gap, just one.
Ugh, bro, like I just remember like I would just get like flashbacks of what I was saying to people. I was thinking, yo, you are annoying couple people that move. Like there was one couple, or like there was 2 couples, yeah. And I said, I'm gonna come back with my cameraman to get footage of you. I wanna get footage of you, R&B, yeah.
Were they in the middle?
Nah, they allowed me to get footage of them. Oh. There was two couples on the table. Mm. I just feel like I was annoying them still. At first though, they didn't give the vibe that they were not cool with it. Like, I think one of them was like, they don't want pictures, I'm like, cool. Another one was ready to pose, but the camera weren't there. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And then I must have gone, the first time I went approached them, I must have like, are you lot drinking? And like, one of them said no. I think she said, yeah, that she already has a drink. Mm. Then one of them looked at their boyfriend. I said, bro, respectfully, you guys drink. You guys, not just her. You guys, you know what I mean? Just showed courtesy and respect there. Yeah, you know I mean?
I said she looked at her boyfriend.
this one I was handing out the tray, but none of them took Storm.
Dead. Oh, the tequila rose.
Yeah. None of them took Storm.
That's...
Yeah, after that move, the next day I woke up with a dirty throat ache.
Throat ache?
Bro, my throat was messed up.
Pause.
Pause for real. My throat was killing me. Then I just, the day after that, I got hit with a mad flu. Nose was stuffed.
No shock.
Nose was stuffed. Throat was hurting. Chesty cough. I said, the whole jazz. I had to start booking days off work, bro. Mm. Yeah, I took like 2 days off work. Went in on Thursday.
I don't know how I got home.
You got a cab, bro.
I barely remember it. That's what I'm saying.
You got a cab home?
Yeah, still.
Did you not drive to the place?
I came back the day after.
You know, drinking and driving is not safe.
So I know it's not safe, but... not
advise that all in the slightest.
Yeah. Like, you know you can be stopped.
I know.
Like, you have to think about these things. Like, you have to think about other people on the road. Yeah. Like, it's not safe. So, I do not advise that here. Or any drivers, you know what I mean? Don't drink and drive.
So, do you wish you just got a cab there in the first place?
Kind of, but...
Or were you not planning to drink that much?
Yeah. Yeah, I was planning to drink that much. Because I remember Zeno got the table shots. And for some dumb reason, I'm like, I'm going to match you. I don't know why I said that. But I matched him. And then those 5 shots that I spilled that she redid, I took them all because no one wanted any more. Yeah.
I don't think I took one of those shots.
Why?
I wasn't drinking anything white. Just like... had Henny and Coke, JD and Coke the whole night.
You must have spent an arm and a leg.
Yeah, man. I spent a lot still. Then I got shisha as well. I spent a lot still.
Did I touch the shisha? Okay.
I did not do shisha that day. It was just jarring. I feel like that would have just sent me to the moon.
Yeah, I was...
Was it strong?
Yeah, it was.
I feel like when you drink and then you do shisha on top of it, it's like...
It was. I was like, what's going on? But I did other stuff as well that will not be mentioned. So, yeah, just crazy nights, though.
Oh, shit. Oh, Fez. Oh, my bad. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, we're just discussing Take Me R&B. That was on Sunday.
The person that called in and said they were coming, I wonder if we spoke to them. I don't know if I spoke to them, or did you speak to them?
I only spoke to 2 girls that mentioned the podcast to me.
I can't remember. I don't think anyone mentioned the podcast.
Yeah, I spoke to 2 girls that mentioned the podcast. They even tried to do... If you're watching this now or listening to this now, yeah, just make sure you comment that Huss bought you lots shots. Because there was something going around saying that Huss doesn't buy people drinks when he says he'll buy them drinks.
Oh, I know where that's from. That's from Take Me Home last year. The first one.
Who asked me for... What first one? We weren't doing podcasts then.
Yes, we were. The first one last summer, bro.
Oh, last summer, yeah.
Yeah, I think the pod before, we were like, yeah, shots on us or shots on whoever comes or whatever.
Nobody came up to me.
I don't know, but I think that's where it's from.
Nobody came up to me in my first date room for a shot, so. But yeah.
First date room, we weren't.
The very first date room, we
were. Yeah, Kings Bowl. Were we recording? No, I don't think we were recording that.
No, we just came back that year, though.
Yeah. Yeah, like a month after or 2 months after, something like that.
Yeah, we came out that year. But, 24th of the 7th. Yeah, I did my event in June.
What about the second one? There was a second one that year, no?
Yeah, that was in August.
Maybe. Yeah. Just pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Because people were coming up to us.
Damn. Yeah, I remember that, yeah. But yeah, this year, I can't lie, I spent quite a bit at... I know myself, I spent quite a bit at this motive. And then I even went out the day before. This bank holiday, there were so many motives. So if you didn't even go to one, there's an issue with you in it. Because I know at least 6 motives that happened this bank holiday.
On the Sunday or across the weekend?
Across the weekend. From Saturday to Monday.
Yeah, where did you go on Saturday?
Saturday, I ended up going to 2 events. The first one was like a creative... an industry event that I got invited to by my boy. And yeah, it was to do with like Offspring. I hope I said that right.
Offspring? As in like children?
No. What's the Jordan? It's like a shoe brand. Offspring. It's Offspring, no?
Jordan, Offspring. I don't
know. It's like a shoe company that sells shoes or something like that. Offspring, no? Oh, this is crazy if I get it wrong.
I saw Offspring in the snap, though.
It's Offspring, yeah.
No, I've never heard of them,
These lot?
Nah, not familiar still.
And they do like a... Yeah, either way, they're just really just like a shoe-related thing, innit?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just that. And then like, it was such a different vibe. Obviously, they're quite older than us. So yeah, it was just a different vibe. Like nobody, Abriel, not one person was in designer clothing. Not a single person.
What they wearing? Like streetwear.
Yeah. Like it was streetwear. The venue was cold. They were doing like a basketball shootout, and they were like, I think winners were just getting shoes. Yeah, like it was actually, and then the bar was open as far as I'm aware. I got like free tokens, so I was able to get free drinks. But yeah, it was just a different vibe. Like people weren't looking for the whole jumping. Like everyone was just chilling. There was a lot of people outside. There was a lot of people inside the venue. Like it was a different sort of vibe still compared to the event I went to afterwards, which is just more of like the day parties that we know about. Yeah, like I was just, yeah, Saturday, Sunday, I was outside at all day parties. But yeah.
Saturday, what was Saturday?
No, yeah, that's all I did that weekend.
Was there football on Saturday?
I can't remember.
I don't know if there was any good match, but
I can't even remember. When did Chelsea play?
I can't even.
Maybe like Monday or Tuesday. No, it wasn't even Monday. United played on Monday.
Yeah.
Monday. What the heck? Man. When did Chelsea play? I can't remember when they played, but yeah.
Oh, Arsenal played Bournemouth. Yeah, City beat Wolves.
When did Chelsea play?
He played on. That can't be your last game. He played on Sunday. West Ham 5-0. Yeah, because that was before.
Oh, yeah, the party. Day of the event.
Saturday was. Oh, we didn't play on Saturday. But Saturday, I was out shooting for my new brand. I shoot fits, fashion styling. Where was I? South Bank Skate Park. Went to my boy who was behind the camera. And you know what's mad? What I wanted to do was just go to the skate park. And it was always going to be a video, so it could be on TikTok and Insta Reels. But I was just going to do just, what the hell was that?
Outside.
Anyways, that was weird.
That sounded so weird.
But no, I went to the skate park, just wanted to get a few videos doing whatever, maybe chatting to a few skaters, whatever, just something different. But when we got to the skate park, we saw a few content creators who were just creating loads of different designs of cardboard. They were doing graffiti, whatnot. So I just started speaking to them, which is in the video. And then, yeah, one of them gave me a spray can. I just sprayed the brand's name, the app, on one of the walls, which is the end of the video. But yeah, fashion styling. That's it, really.
Where do you plan on taking a page to? What do you want them to do?
Do you know what? It's just going to be me putting my fits on display, but with a spin on it, because I can't lie. I see a lot of TikTokers a lot of fashion boys on TikTok with the same style of videos, the same sounds, like put the camera up, step a few steps back and then just show the fit. I get it, some of them are hard, but I'm just trying to put a spin on mine, which you can maybe see in my video. So yeah, display the fit and then eventually, you never know, people have started coming to me for styling advice, men and women, so that's always nice. That's part of the aim. And there's a few different things coming, but I'm not going to mention that as of yet. But yeah, I shoot fits. If you like fashion, follow up.
Yes. Free promo, man.
Come on.
Free promo.
Come on.
Anyways, welcome to the What We Saying pod. It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. You're joined by my co-host, T9 in the building.
What are you saying?
You're also joined by my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, by my camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8.
Yo.
What are you saying?
Make sure you look, like, comment, and subscribe.
Do that.
But yeah, fam, talking about the event on Sunday, I've never been through so much stress on the day of an event in my life, bro. The first thing that went wrong is that we had no sound. So the venue doesn't provide sound. Bro. I was relying on my pops, because he has speakers, isn't it? I was relying on my pops that I'll just call him on the day, be like, yo, can I borrow your speakers quickly? I'll go on an event. And I said, I'll do that on the day of the event.
Yeah.
Here's me thinking it's church Sunday. He's always at home, so cool. I'll just call him at like 1:12, be like, yo, can I come quickly grab them? So I call him now. The first time I called him was like 12, he didn't pick up. So cool. I call him again at 1. I hear him in the car. I'm like, okay, not great, but okay. And yo, not yo, but hello. Can I grab your speakers? I got an event today. He said, ah, he's on the way to a golf tournament. I said, golf tournament? Okay. What time are you going to be back? Like, ah, I don't know. I don't know. I said, okay, not good. Is your door open? He said, nah, he's locked it today. I said, ooh, okay. Just let me know when you're on your way back, innit? End of the call. I said, how am I going to do an event with no speakers?
That's so crazy.
What's going on? And I was adamant that I got speakers. There's no issue with the speakers. And now I have no speakers. Okay, cool, it's recording. So then, that was the second issue, but the second issue got resolved, obviously. But I ended up having to pay out for those speakers.
To who?
A company that does it, innit?
I swear, last minute.
Yeah.
Fair.
So I had to drive to Dalston.
What time was this?
Where is that?
East.
Yeah. Oh. What time was that? That was at like... I drove there, I got there probably for like 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The next issue was that there was 2 DJs that we booked.
Yeah.
And the day before, they messaged me saying, what decks are we using?
Mm-hmm.
I gave them the name of the decks. And they said, sorry, we can't use those because we use USB to do DJing.
The day before?
I said, what is that? What does that mean? So I messaged my DJ boy, DJ KA. Mm. And he said, yo, bro, like, yeah, they can't use these decks because they use USB and mine ain't compatible. Like, you're going to have to get either XDJ or CDJs. Those are the name of the decks, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I said, cool, no worries. Another course, but no stress. We need them. Cool. The company that we went to first said that it's going to cost us £300 to get the decks for the day. I said, guys, forget the event. Because I'm not paying £300 for decks for 2 sets. 2 sets is 2 hours. To borrow decks for 2 hours, you want me to pay £300? Myth.
Mm.
Myth. So we're like we generally just dropped it. Like, we I don't think we would respond to them. Or I might respond and be like, oh, I tried to negotiate the price, innit?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll go it down to like 250, maybe 200. I can't remember. But yeah, that price still doesn't make sense to me. So then we started going back to DJs, be like, oh, can you use these ones? They said no. Can you use these ones? They said no. I then said, raw, like, what am I meant to do? And I was at the event. I was at the first event I went to on Saturday. This is on Saturday. The event was Sunday.
Yeah.
So I've now messaged DJs. They'd be like, this is quite late notice that, like, we're not sure where we're going to get these from at this time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it was a bit unfair for them to let us know that late. Do you know what I mean? But anyways, now, the DJ must have done sent me a contact saying, yo, maybe you can get off this guy that I should shout him. So I've now sent the number to my boy. He said he can't get through to the person. So on this day, I just left it. I said, let me enjoy my day, because I'm not stressing about no decks and I'm not paying £300. But I knew I wasn't paying it, but worst comes to worst, we need a deck. We're going to have to pay it out.
Mm.
And we just did not want to do that, innit? So then, it's now Sunday, and I've realised, yo, I still haven't sorted this issue out. Like, I just came home from the moves. I was like, yo, I ain't sorted this issue out. So I call him now. The number's ringing, but the guy didn't pick up. I didn't get a message from him saying, who's this? I said, my name, I need to borrow these decks or hire decks with you. Cool. He sent me his price. But then the other DJ has now sent me a link where I can actually hire stuff from.
Mm-hmm.
So then I've gone in there, I've scrolled, and I found that the prices are actually not bad at all. They're like, there's like £60 ones, £70 ones, £100 ones. I was like, okay, cool. I started messaging all these people. One got back to me and said, oh, not available today. One got back to me and said, it's available. So I said, okay, cool. I've settled out the decks now. I know that I can pick it up for a good price, no stress, get back to the present tomorrow. Cool. I'm now going through the procedure of getting the decks now, yeah. The site now asks for identification, all that stuff. So cool. I've done it, uploaded it, cool. Cannot. They said, you cannot receive these decks until we finish verifying your account. Bro, it's 12 o'clock. Okay, no problem.
My head would spin.
I said, okay, verify, no worries. I've let the guy know that, yo, I've paid. You get me? We're just going to wait for it to verify. Like an hour, hour 30 later, you have failed verification. I said, what? I said, how? They said, okay, cool. The Instagram that you gave, which is my Instagram, my personal one, they said, we cannot verify that you are attached to any sort of equipment hire or events or anything like that. I said, okay. So now I attach my brand's Instagram. Another 30 minutes. You have failed verification. We cannot identify that you are attached to this brand. Can you put your full name in the Instagram briefly and then we can verify you? Bro, it took them 2 hours to get back to me when I handed in that information. They said, you have failed again. Can you do it again?
What?
I said, what? Like, obviously, putting your full name in the Instagram bio is even crazy.
Yeah, it's wrong. Extremely crazy.
So I screenshot it and then I put in the email and I've sent it to them. They're taking long to get back to me now. So then, luckily, because I went through both the DJ and the site, he's going to get his money regardless. Because once I'm verified, you get me, the money's gone to his account. Innit? So he's allowed me to pick up the decks because he knows the DJs that I booked.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just started driving I picked up the decks and the speakers, like, and they were both in the same location, like 10 minutes apart, which was good. So that's how I sorted out that issue for the day, really. And then the verification ended up getting processed in like an hour or 2 hours after I picked up the decks. So yeah, it was just mad hectic, really, those couple of hours before the event, really.
So what time did you get back to ends?
I got back to ends around like 4:45. Just like before the motor started, I was able to get to the event. I got to the venue for like 5. I set up everything.
Yeah.
And then I left. I came back later. When you man was there.
Yeah, I was there first, man.
He was talking about Hussein even at the motive, and I'm at the motive.
No, but I was there, but like, why? I don't need to actually be there to greet
people. Thinking, if you've got someone at the door or inside, he doesn't actually have to be there, to be fair.
No, yeah, the boy that I do events with was there. Yeah, and then there was like, I'm sure the DJ should have been there.
Yeah, he was there. He was there.
Yeah, so, yeah, and I knew that people would be late anyway, so no stress in it, like. I mean, at the end of the day, people do not respect the times of events nowadays.
Yeah.
I think it was Recess that posted that the event starts at 4 and at 5:45. No, event starts at 4, doors close at 6, and at 5:45, the venue's empty. And then the sound was like, you know, black people. I mean. But yeah. Other than that, I feel like the turnout for the event was pretty good still for R&B.
Mm.
Yeah, just hope we can grow from there, really.
Why does everyone want to be fashionably late to these events, bro? I get it. But I don't get it at the same time.
Nah, 5:45. You don't want to meet setting up, and you don't want to. So that's why I don't come early. Yeah. You don't want to like be the early birds that have to now wait for everybody to get there so then it starts getting jumping.
You know that's why I get it.
But like, if everybody just came on time, you enjoy it for longer, do you know what I mean?
That's another thing. That's what I'm going to say. I do get it. I don't get it, sorry.
But then one tweet I saw was like, oh, why would we come at 3 and then do a whole 7-hour shift and not get paid? I said, yo, people are actually not serious.
Man.
A 7-hour shift, that's crazy though. 7 hours of fighting, that's crazy.
That's too much.
That's crazy. That means coming at 3 and leaving at 10.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's a bit mad. I can't do that.
5. I can do 5. We've probably done 5 before, if I'm honest. We've done like 10 to 3 a.m. 100. I'm sure we've done...
I think mine's more like 12 to 3, not 10.
I'm sure we've... 11 to 3, 11 to 4. Of course we have.
Don't get twisted. I've done 5 hours. Like, yeah. No stress. I've done it.
Even uni, bro. I'm sure we've done 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. Day parties, I don't think we touch 5. It's more like 4. Maybe like 7 to 11. 6 to 10 sort of thing.
Someone tried to say that they should make day parties short and do like 3 to 8.
There's got to be an after party though. Like who's going home at 8 though? But that's actually kind of dead.
But then it's like, why are we calling it day parties if everyone's together for like 7 or 8?
Exactly. Yeah, they shouldn't want to get there that late. Exactly. As long as it starts in the day, I don't think it matters.
Well, it's 8 o'clock. It wasn't dark by then. It wasn't dark. Wait. It wasn't dark at 8, was it?
Nah, it wasn't too dark.
But regardless, like, why come late?
Yeah, I just don't get coming late, and especially when you know, like, the moves, and then at, like, what, 11?
Yeah.
It's like, 3 hours is plenty of time, but still, I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out whether it's mainly guys or girls.
No, it's both.
It's both, yeah, it's actually both.
It's actually both.
But I hear it. People want to come when the party's rocking, innit, so.
Yeah, but, like, again, another thing that people do is, like, they'll come to a party and sit down and not want a party.
Yeah.
Like, that's another thing I've noticed, not just at my events, but like at bare events I go to, everybody wants to sit down, but then not start having fun at the party until someone else is having fun. It's like, why did you come out? That's the only thing I don't get. Why did you come outside your house if you don't want to have fun?
Because they want to snap the fun. They want to.
Like, it don't make sense. Like,
so what? If someone else didn't start the fun, you'd just be sitting there in the corner the whole night.
That's probably what would have happened.
But why? Do you know you paid for a ticket.
What?
I just don't get this thing that people do sometimes. Like, if you know you've paid for a ticket, just get there on time. Like, if doors close at 6, get there before 6. And then enjoy yourself. Don't be a party people, do you know what I mean? Like, but I don't know. If that's how people want to move, isn't it? Like, do you get me?
Yeah.
Can't really help them, really.
I feel like with us, it's just, if we've got our little table, our section to ourselves, bro, we'll get lit within ourselves, bro. No problemo.
Bro, as soon as I got in, I think I had like at least 3 drinks before you man even came.
What?
Yeah, bro. How much did you spend?
A lot, bro.
Did you have a figure in your mind?
It was definitely over a bill.
But no, we already knew that.
That's got to be the case.
When Shisha's £40, we knew you spent that for a bill.
Then it was maybe like bill 20, just over, maybe something like that.
I think I'm about the same still. Yeah,
I don't think I'm the same, my bro.
I think I'm about the same.
No, I did something so dirty that day. I went to a corner shop, I backed 2 Magnums. And the thing is, like, people always come to me on like, at the start of motors, people always come to me like, oh yeah, you're sober, you're too sober.
When you're not, innit?
No, I was though. Oh, okay. But like, I wasn't trying to drink because like, I'm trying to focus on the event, like, let's get running.
Yeah.
And then I'll get into my vibe, innit?
Yeah.
But bro, I think when it started picking up, I went to a corner shop quickly, I backed 2 Magnums. Just backed them. Like, I've never backed it so quickly in my life. Backed 2 Magnums, came back in. Bro, I think somebody came and bought me like 2 shots of tequila. Everybody kept buying me tequila.
Yep.
I backed 2 shots of tequila. Was it silver? Silver.
Yeah.
Backed 2 of those, cool. Not feeling it, but I'm on a wave now. Do you know what I mean? Then we get 2 trays of tequila rose. I'm handing them out. I backed like 3 of them. Then, no, I end up buying myself a Henny and Coke as well. I don't even know how much I spent at that move. Oh my days. I bought myself a Henny and Coke and now I've mixed. Oh, I've already mixed 3 things.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean. Magnum, tequila, and what was the other one? Hennessy. Then I've now bought girls, those 2 girls that watched the podcast. I bought 4 shots. So 2 each for them. They start talking about, oh yeah, like, oh. They don't really want to drink too much. Do you know what I mean? We're driving. I said, so you came to me on a vibe of I don't buy drinks and you only want to have 1 shot each? So who's having the 2? They looked at me. I said, okay. I drank 2 more. of tequila. That's 4 shots I've drank.
Man said, oh.
I drank 2. And then somebody else now came and bought me another shot or 2. Bro, I had like 6 or 7 shots of tequila, silver, then those 3 tequila rows, then the Hennessy, then I had the 2 Magnums beforehand. I was absolutely on a wave. I don't think I've ever been that drunk in my life.
Ooh, slow down.
Yeah, like I was actually like.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Nah, he was gone still.
No, yeah, I was gone still.
I don't even remember you. Where were we?
Inside?
You were gone still. I was gone. Like, I was definitely, like, the thing is with me, when I'm gone, I know what I'm doing. But, like, that day, I knew what I was doing, but I was just, I was gone. Like, I was carefree. I was carefree. I didn't care about a damn thing.
I think I was well on the way to being gone, but I was sat down, so it was calm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Like, if I stood up, I don't know what would have happened. Because we had shots on the table, then there was shisha, then there was Henny and Coke, and then Zeno got vodka and, what's it?
Cranberry.
Had another one of those. I'm like, mate, I don't know what I've mixed here. If I stand up, I might be finished.
And I said, you vouched for that drink.
Yeah, it's hard. Vodka and cranberry.
The thing is, multiple people were getting that, and I don't get it. Like, that.
You still ain't tried it?
No. It's crap. Vodka and cranberry juice.
I can't remember where I tried it, but it's crap.
No, it's not, man.
No, I didn't mess with it at all.
No, put me on a wave still. It went down smooth.
I can't even remember what function I was at that I did that mix. I just said, what am I drinking? Like, I did not like it at all.
Because it doesn't taste like vodka at all, but it's still very strong.
No, yeah, I did not enjoy that mix still.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and like after that day, I've said to myself, like, I'm not actually drinking tequila again.
Yeah, everyone says that.
No, tequila's not. I don't get why people love drinking it. It's not nice. Like, it's actually disgusting.
It's not. It's just not nice. Though. It is.
It's disgusting.
Yes, bro.
Yes, bro.
Yes, bro.
No, tequila's not nice. What? Tequila's not nice.
It's not nice.
I don't like it in the slightest.
There's nothing nice about it. Like, what's actually nice about it? There's nothing nice about it.
The only one that's nice is Tequila Rose. And that's
Is that that pink one?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That didn't even taste like alcohol to me. I did one shot of that. That's the only thing I did.
It's a cheat drink, but like, I will still drink that any day over that Tequila Silver bollocks. I don't like that at all.
Can people tell when you men are drunk?
I'm sure they could tell that day I was drunk. I'm sure they could tell. I don't know how they can tell I'm sober. I think it just made my face looks a bit angry. I've been told that. Yeah, my face goes very straight.
I don't think they can. I think it's in the eyes. Can. The eyes tell a lot.
Oh yeah, my eyes goes. I won't even lie.
My eyes tell a lot when you're drinking.
My eyes go very quickly.
No, people can definitely tell when someone's drunk. Like,
not all the time, I'm not gonna lie.
No, I can tell 100%.
You're more excited, you know what I'm saying? Talkative, more talkative. Like, yeah, definitely.
No, yeah, I can tell if anybody's drunk.
I feel like we're better at judging it because the amount of time I've had people in my face talking about, you look sober, and broski, I'm well on the way to white girl wasted. Like, I don't know how I'm even standing still. I'm like, yeah, I'm calm in it, but I'm... Bruh.
No, I'm actually bare paranoid by this episode.
Bro, I'm...
I just pray records.
You just gotta leave it in... Sounds, bro.
No, I pray it records. I'm sure it'll record though. Everything looks.
Why wouldn't it? Allah's recording.
You know what I mean? Like, we're the ones that did it today, innit? So. You never know, innit? But I think we'll record.
Should be high. Oh.
Should record.
Still. Man.
But fine. Yeah, nah. After that. After Sunday, my drinking must go down. I don't want to drink like that anymore.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I don't want to drink like that anymore. And it's bad because it's summer that's coming up.
Yeah.
And there's events every weekend.
So what are you man saying? You're gonna dial it down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was too much of a silence there. I don't believe either of you.
No,
I
will still. It down, I will still.
Do is buying bottles and buying drinks for yourself is two different things.
It is.
Yeah.
You'll get more drunk off the ones you buy for yourself rather than bottles. Bottles you like, you'll just get maybe on a wave a bit. But drinks for yourself and shots, nah.
No, when you're buying bottles, you can definitely get on the wave. Because you're drinking straight from the bottle, but remember that.
Yeah, but I'm not drinking straight from the bottle.
Say, so what? You never done that.
What do you mean? Like, you're drinking, like
obviously, you sky it.
ain't doing. I'll pour in a cup to get a mixer.
Have you scanned straight from the bottle?
Yeah.
Exactly. And you will get wasted off scanning the bottle.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, fair enough.
You will get wasted because you're just, there's no shots. It's not a shot amount. It's a straight cupful you're drinking. You know what I mean? But finally, this Drake and Kendrick beef is over, man.
I didn't. You know, I didn't tune into any of that.
Yeah, you said, but because it's Drake, I had to get involved, man. I had to really analyze this. I'm not gonna lie, I really did think that he was in trouble, which he was at one point. But
wait, who won?
No one really won, man.
Why did it end?
Still unclear. Like, people will tell you Drake won, people will tell you Kendrick won. But some of the stuff that Kendrick revealed.
Does he actually have a daughter?
No. Hear this. Drake gave him that information. He fed that false information to Kendrick's camp. And he used that as a diss. And then Drake said, bro, I fed you that as false information. And you try to use it as a diss. So that was kind of get me 1-0, 2-0 Drake. Or Drake's upper hand in that regard. And then Kendrick's talking about Drake's paedophile, allegedly. Because of the video. I don't know if you might have saw that video.
No, I saw it still. I saw him on the stage, yeah.
With the girl that's 17. I don't know how old he was in the... You right there, mate?
No, yeah, I've been ill, Storm.
I don't know how old he was in that video, but she came out and said, I think it was her, that something to do with... There was nothing wrong with the video, or... It was Drake's team that orchestrated the whole thing, had nothing to do with Drake. I don't know. Something like that. But, yeah, Drake's song, Family Matters, cold song. Cold song.
I haven't listened. You know, I haven't listened to a single one of them.
Yeah, everyone that's listening, that's following the beef will know about Drake, Family Matters. That song was, someone even messaged the page. They were like, can we talk about it? Because they know I'm a big Drake fan. And I said, we won't forget.
They messaged the page saying what?
That we should speak about the beef.
Oh, you should have told us.
I'm telling you now, bro. I'm telling you now, bro.
How can you say you're telling us now?
Yeah, I was into tuning into the beef, and then, but I mean, you wouldn't have tuned into though.
Of course, I would if it's what wants me to.
Okay.
Speak on it. Of course, I'll speak on it.
Okay.
Hey, host team members. I hope you guys read this before the next episode drops. I love listening to your podcast. I'm a committed Spotify listener.
True fans, though. Come on.
Sorry, true support. I know you guys would most likely touch on this anyways, but I would love for you guys to discuss the Drake versus Kendrick beef. Especially because I know T9 is a big Drake fan. Keep doing what you've been doing and you'll get the recognition you deserve soon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. That's crazy. So, yeah. So let us know, what's your thoughts then?
Drake held his own. And
I didn't even hear one Drake diss.
You haven't heard Family Matters?
No. All I saw was Ken. I didn't hear Kendrick's one, but people were talking about it and like dissecting his lyrics.
You ain't heard Push Ups either. These are singles he's released, you know. It's not even on streams or Academics' channel or anything. It's actually songs on Spotify.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it, but I'm not going to listen to it.
Swear.
Because are you going to listen to it again after?
Yes.
Was it like a proper song or was it a diss?
Yeah, bro. Like, you could listen to it.
Oh, so it's
like
not a diss track.
Rapping.
So it's not a diss track.
It is a diss track.
That's what I don't get. Like, diss tracks aren't meant to be listened to more than once.
Yeah. It can be, though. Listen, what about Drake Back to Back?
Never
this against
that.
Meek. You can listen to that easily today.
Nah.
Yeah, do you remember the song?
Nah.
Okay. That's why then. No, there's certain diss tracks. What's Tupac's diss track? What's it called? Flipping.
Oh yeah, but that's cold.
Hit him up. Exactly. It's a diss track, but it's hard though. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but they're not on the like Tupac's wave, bro. Like, no chance.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's a diss track and it's a hard tune at the same time. I don't think Kendrick didn't really design the songs to be hit singles. He just designed
diss
tracks. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I prefer.
That's what it's meant to be.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be, man.
If you can do both, why not? Like, look at Century's freestyle, Graham. Diss against Digger, but that's still a hard tune.
Was it?
Yeah, man. Apparently. Come on.
Or was
man.
It like a shade? Was it just more shade?
No, it was more the shade. It's more the shade.
I didn't.
It's more the shade. He started talking about money, bro. It's more the shade.
But how did you refer to Digger D?
He started talking about money. Word. Huh?
How did you refer to Digger D, though?
I don't know. But I just saw online everyone saying Digger D. But it was a Digger D. This.
Because even before that song came out, there was rumors that they were like.
No, it's not rumors. They're beef. They are beef.
You know.
They don't like each other.
I don't know if it's confirmed, but there was always talk of them being beef and being like that head to head. You know what I mean?
But really and truly, Digga can't even talk to the Central C no more.
Nah.
In terms of VIPs, no. Yeah.
Even hits in terms of everything, bro. Everything.
And yeah, okay, yeah, true.
Nothing.
That I don't nothing. Need to speak
but
to
I genuinely believe if Digga D wanted to drop a diss track, it would be much better than whatever Sench could produce.
You wouldn't get
anywhere near his traction, yeah.
In the UK, would.
Sedge is global.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. If 200 million hit one and 10 million hit a second, even if the first one's bad, the first one's won.
The thing is with diss track, if they're good, they'll be listened to.
By the UK.
Yeah, no.
It'll be listened to if it's like a hard one. Like,
do you know what I'm saying?
The blogs will repost it.
UK blogs, that's what I'm saying. But it's not hitting Shade Room.
Academics got word around that. Oh yeah, Central C's beefing Digga D.
Yeah,
he's gonna react to it.
And if Digga D's this is harder, then Digga D will get the recognition.
I don't think it would.
You don't think it would be? Nah. Like,
but there's no way there's two artists beefing and then only one diss track gets listened to. You have to listen to both.
Nah, it'll get listened to, but I don't think he'd beat Sench though.
He would.
Sench has got too many talking points. He's got too many points he can beat him on. What can he lose at? He can measure so many things. Who is Digga to Sench?
First of all, that's crazy.
What?
You think Central Z will beat Digga D in a diss track?
Just he wouldn't.
He can mention bad things. More
he
things.
Can mention them, but he ain't gonna beat Central Z in
why
a diss
track. Why wouldn't he beat him?
Bro, nah.
Because Digga D is a better rapper.
Digga D is a better rapper.
That guy's falling off.
Because Digga D's
a... Nah, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? I can't really comment on like the whole gang life and rap scene. Like, I don't even get what recall is. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what all of that is.
What do you mean? You know exactly what recall means.
No, but like, as in like, I don't get how they get recalled. Like, sometimes I just see it and it just happens that they get recalled. I don't get why. Like, for example, I don't get why he's in jail right now.
I don't know why.
All I know is
break probation.
Do you know what I mean? But like, we don't know what happened that he's now recalled and now he has to be in jail. Like for me, I don't get why you're doing. Why would you do something that makes you have to go back to jail?
Yeah, that's true.
And you literally have bread. Like, you actually have bread.
That's why I don't.
Like, that's what I meant by I don't get it. Like, I just can't speak on it because I don't get it. To me, it's like, it's dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb stuff.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you actually want to go back to jail? Especially in like, being who you are. Why? Like, I don't know. That's why I just don't get it. But yeah, Digga D, I feel like he could have blown to... Maybe not the level of Central C.
Not a chance.
There's a different reason why Central C is going to where he's going to right now.
What? Because he's more marketable.
Yeah.
What can I say?
I'd say that, yeah.
What can I say?
But like, in terms of the UK scene, I would say like the biggest artist right now is probably like Dave, Central C.
Stormzy.
Yeah, Stormzy. But is Stormzy international?
What?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, American scene.
100%.
Not international, sorry.
100%.
Bro.
Yeah.
Stormzy is international. Yeah.
It's a joke.
I was going to mention D-Block Europe as well, but...
Yeah.
Are they international?
I don't know how big they are.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
What do you mean, are they international?
Are they?
You think they're just big in the UK and that's it?
I know they're big in the UK.
They're international,
but like...
as big as, like, Sench, Stormzy. They're not at their levels.
In terms of UK, they'll be top 10, you know what I mean? Something like that. But
no, worldwide, UK, they're like top 3.
Worldwide, Sench is bigger than Dave, I'll be real.
Dave is close to him, though, I won't even lie. Like, Americans actually know Dave.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah, they do.
They do, but Sench, I don't think... Not that I don't get it. I get it, but it was so quick. The way he flew.
Does Dave even drop anymore?
No, and he needs to.
I don't even remember the last track Dave even dropped.
It was just this. It was with Sench.
Are you sure? Did he not drop some French track?
Oh yeah. He did some. He's been just doing features with everybody.
Tia Cola, something like that.
Don't know.
I'm sure it's Tia Cola.
Needs to drop an album, man.
He was talking about on Twitter that he wanted to start a blues band.
Who?
Dave.
Want to start for what?
A blues band.
Can do whatever he wants, man. When you're that good.
It's true, still. I said he can play the piano. Can he play guitar?
Yeah.
And he can rap. I don't think he can sing. Can he sing? I ain't heard him sing.
Yeah, he sang.
He sang on that French tune.
Swear.
Yeah, he can sing as well.
That kind of talent's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Well, he sings as well.
What was that, Teo Cola? Is that even Teo Cola? That's not even Teo Cola. That's on the track.
He's got a track with Tia Cola though.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I can't remember. Let us know in the comments if you know the track we're talking about. But yeah.
We're talking about Drake. Oh man.
Nah, overall, I don't know. There's gotta be something way deeper in the whole Drake Kendrick thing.
They've been beefing for years though.
No, but like, it's like everybody is against Drake. Why did Rick Ross suddenly get involved?
Telling guys it's trendy to hate on Drake. Like, niggas are just hopping on the Drake hate train for no reason because it's cool to hate on Drake. I don't get why. This is what I'm saying. When you're at the top, heavy is the head, mate. It makes sense.
I feel like all these rappers have... No, Rick Ross is actually crazy, you know. I thought they were cool.
He's a joke, man.
I feel like they all just secretly didn't like him and then this was their opportunity.
Rick Ross, the amount of fame, the amount of success he gave you with those features. It's going to go and... play his diss track and he's gonna go and do BBL Drizzy and release a track.
Yeah, I kept seeing memes about BBL Drizzy.
Oh, he's moist.
That's funny.
What does that mean?
Apparently Drake got BBL.
Got a tummy tuck, apparently.
He actually does.
I don't know.
What's actually wrong with people?
I don't know.
To be fair, that Ethan Payne guy, the guy from Sidemen, he done something with his tummy.
Gym.
You get a tummy tuck.
No, he got signed.
But that's because he was fat before.
Yeah, so you have to get rid of maybe.
Yeah, but that's that has to happen.
What do you mean it has to happen?
Because when you're fat and you lose all that weight, you get all the excess skin. And I don't even know how that goes away without surgery. I don't think it does.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, you have to get surgery for that. That's mad.
Because you lost the weight so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, I know myself, I would actually get it straight away.
The surgery?
Yeah. Nah, I don't know. Yeah,
I would 100% get that.
Yeah, I just feel like I'll get.
But with Drake, I bet it was just a thing where like it was just a quick way to get in shape.
Yeah, but like, why is everyone, bro, mate? Future, Metro, Rick Ross, Kendrick. He gave you all number ones. Why are you biting the hand that feeds you? Kendrick's almost got a number
Fiji's
one
crazy.
Because of a diss to what?
Fiji's crazy.
Future's first number one is from Drake.
Doesn't matter. He didn't give them their careers.
He gave them a number one, bro.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
Is that their only number one?
Big number ones are music, bruv. What?
Doesn't matter.
That puts you in a new echelon. What are you talking about? Number new one.
What? A new what?
Never heard that word before.
A new, what did you say?
What did he say?
Echelon.
What is that?
No, he didn't say that. See?
Search up. It's a category.
This guy said echelon.
Yeah, you did say that.
See? See, dude, thinks that he can. Man said echelon. I think, what is that? I've never heard of that, man.
Echelon.
I didn't even know that's the word you wanted to say.
Echelon. Come on, bruv.
Not on God, I actually know.
I'm thinking, what is that? That puts you in a new echelon. When you start getting number ones, come on.
But that's like saying Dave is the hand that fed Central C. Because they got number one. Yeah. That's not Dave's first number one. That's his first number one, yeah.
But Central would have come for Dave, though. You know he wouldn't.
I mean, you would like to.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, but that's not the point, though. You're trying to say...
That is the point.
If he did, would that be you saying that Central is biting the hand that fed him? It's not.
No, but he's bigger than Dave, though. None of these artists are bigger than Drake. None of them are bigger than Drake. They're still coming for him. Cent is bigger than Dave, so he's
fair
not
enough.
Right in the hand that feeds him, do you know what I mean?
Cent is bigger than Dave.
He is. That Doja song, Flea.
He's bigger than him, but not better than him.
Yeah, he's not better than him. Not better than him, but he's bigger.
Cent is bigger than Dave.
I'm not going to lie, he might be bigger than Stormzy right now.
Probably.
He's huge. Are you checking monthly listeners? Yeah, I bet he washes him as well. What is it?
He washed Stormzy.
Yeah, no surprise.
Right, Dave is huge, though, I won't even lie.
How many monthly listeners?
17.
What's Central?
23.9.
Yeah, that's got to be like top two, top three in the UK.
Stormzy's on 10.
Ed Sheeran will be bigger than that, though.
D-Block's on 21.2, blood.
Fair enough.
I'm telling you, the international fan.
D-Block are actually crazy big, bro. And they're not signed.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran, 68. Yeah, this is
68.
That's a new level.
Adele, these guys are small boys.
Adele, 50. Yeah, those are. Yeah, yeah, that's another level. Still, I'm not gonna lie.
68.
Yeah, that's generational wealth. Drake, 82. Like, why are you?
What's Future on? Future.
It's like guys never learned to be grateful when they were young.
Future, what's he on?
Who?
Jay. Oh, he's out.
What?
No, Future on 64.6.
That's high though.
That's higher.
That's higher, to be fair.
To be fair, he dropped the album, but fairs. 64 million? Wait. The album he just dropped, Samsung's already getting 240 million streams.
Where there was a diss against who? Oh, come on, man. Come on. If no one found out there was disses against Drake on that album, do you think it would have gone that viral? No.
Which one?
The We Don't Trust You. Was it not We Don't Trust You? That they dissed Drake.
And yeah.
And then where, what's his name? Rocky was on it as well, and he got dissed by Drake. He ain't responded to that one. Deep neck.
Bro, this song's got 456,000.
Rocky was talking about, apparently he hit Drake's BM first, but around that same time, that's when Drake hit Rihanna.
Yeah, I'm now, since when was ASAP Rocky and Drake beefing?
Bro, Rocky's just moist.
I think people just never like Drake.
They just want to jump in at the opportunity.
No, but there's, you can't, everything stems from somewhere, bro.
No.
So Drake must just not be a likable person.
Not necessarily. Or he's at the top and everyone wants his spot. It could be that simple.
Mm.
It could be that simple. Come on.
It can't be that.
When you've been at the top for that long, niggas are going to be jealous, bro. Human nature.
So do you think Kendrick was jealous?
Kendrick, they've been beefing for like 10 years, though. I don't know why. There's a problem there. There's something deeper going on there. But in general, Future, Metro.
Is Kendrick from Canada?
No.
No. I think he's from...
I have no clue where he's from.
LA? I don't know. But yeah, all these Future, Metro, Rocky, that's got no substance there, man. They're just looking for clicks, bruv. Don't know what that's about. Oh, Metro was about a babe or something like that. That's where.
Was it?
Yeah, apparently Drake chopped someone that Metro was dealing with or something like that. Like, Metro, you make beats, bro. Like, what is this?
He's hard, bro.
He's hard, though.
He's hard, though.
Metro!
He's hard. He made Spider-Man soundtrack, innit?
Yeah, that was hard as well.
Yeah, Spider-Man soundtrack. Miles Morales, I think.
He's the one that did it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Brazy.
But, yeah. Oh, I wanted to watch Kingdom of the Planet Apes when it came out on the day, but I forgot it came out. I was even going to say let's go today, but there's no screenings.
As in when? After?
The last one is 10:30.
Right.
It's mad. I'll probably watch it tomorrow. Gotta watch that.
Bloody hell, mate.
Gotta watch that.
I didn't even know there was a new Planet of the Apes. I've never even watched one of them.
But I didn't watch them until recently, I'll be real.
What?
Yeah, I haven't even finished the most recent one. I was on the latest one and I haven't finished that one. They're good movies, though. I won't lie.
Of course they are good movies. Bruv.
My God. How many is there now? Like, three?
This is the fourth one.
Yeah, what? There's three, but there's like more in the day.
Andy Serkis, fam. What?
No, yes, I ain't never watched this film. I actually went to the theater on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
You snaked it, though.
What did you say?
Said you snaked it.
Oh.
Do you know it's going?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
How did I snake it?
I knew everyone was going to go eventually.
I literally told you, man, I'm going to go theater one of these days.
Yes.
One of these days. Fair enough.
Bro, you should have known to just go by yourself. The man were never going to watch that show, bruv. Like, I knew they weren't going.
It didn't really entice me, though. Like, I was hearing there was good reviews, but wasn't enough.
What, for the Black Boys?
Yeah. But was it good, though?
For Black Boys, no.
Who knows?
It's just called For Black Boys.
For the Black Boys, something with Suicide.
Yeah.
So what was it saying?
I got there 25 minutes late.
Oh.
So you were late to the actual showing? Like, yeah. you missed part of it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
shock.
Why were you late? I'm surprised they let you in.
No, they were same. Late. There's late comer entries and all that.
You had to pay extra or something?
No. You just had to stand at the back, and then when there's an intermission, you can then go to your seat.
To your standing?
Yeah, standing at the back. How long? Maybe like 20 minutes.
Oh.
Fairs.
So I came about like 20, 25 minutes late. And the minute I started watching it, bro, I won't even lie. It's like, it just grabbed me. Because, like, you can relate to it so much growing up in London.
Mm.
Nah, bro.
So, like, what is it about?
It's like just growing up as a Black boy, yeah? And the stuff that we face.
Oh.
And the challenges we face that then shapes us to who we are, innit? And then, obviously, because it's to do with suicide now, obviously, this is a disclaimer or whatever, sorry. Yeah, because it's to do with that now, it's like, it then shows where it can take people to. And obviously, the end of the thing is just to, like, face the light and, like, go through the storm and you'll face to, like, see the light at the end of the tunnel or whatever. Yeah. I think that's the main message or whatever, but... Like, for example, it started off, when I got there now, it was talking about school and, like, how, like, and, like, obviously, it's not meant to just be a sad thing. It's a comedy as well and all that. But, like, they were just saying, like, oh, yeah, in school, they'll just see us as a nigger. And, like, they kept repeating the word nigger and all that. And, yeah, some people just challenging the stereotype of, like, what it means to even be black. Like, so there was an example of, like, a black guy that grew up in the streets. There was a black guy... That's an Oreo. That obviously get described as an Oreo. Then there was another black guy that felt like that grew up, he went to good schools, he went to university, he went to corporate and then like moved away from ends. And basically said that he's not a nigger, he's someone that just basically had to move away because like he's trying to do better for himself and just basically just showing us different versions of what it means to be a black boy in London, sort of thing. And then, like, it then took us to, like, growing up with, like, no dads. It showed us two versions of someone with a dad that wasn't great, beat the child, like, was abusive to the kids, and then ended up, like, the son beating them up, whatever.
His son beat him up?
Yeah, like, they were, because they were all black boys.
Yeah.
Showing how they grew up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, one of the actors was just showing how it's a present dad, but it's absent, and, like, abusive. Then the other version was there's a present dad that's the best dad in the world, but he dies from prostate cancer. That like the reason why he died is because he wanted to be perfect. He didn't want to go to hospital because he wants to basically be a man. To be a man it means not to go hospital and do checkups and all that stuff, which is obviously bad. It's a bad thing that we do.
Is that realistic? Is yeah, that bro. What real men do?
Yeah, bro.
Like, do you think they can beat illnesses by themselves without hospitals?
Not literally, but you know what they mean.
I know what you mean.
Like, as a man, you ain't going to have any issues. Like, if it's not hurting you, you're good.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, that's the sort of thing that us black men have.
Silly, man.
No, it's silly now. Like, we obviously know it's silly now, but obviously our parents, I don't think they would think it's silly, innit? Like,
yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? So it's just showing, like, how he died because of him trying to be a perfect man. When in reality, you're a perfect man even if you go to hospital, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just showing like, rah, like, this is how it is. And then it went to an intermission now. And then it came back and it was talking about women. And how like, okay, there was five of them. So one of them was going through a stage of like, he's always just chopping bare girls. But like, is that all he's good for? That like, rah, like he wants to be someone that can fall in love. And like, all that stuff, do you know what I mean? That's just one... That like that's one of the issues that men go through nowadays.
Why did you laugh?
Why not?
Okay, we'll move on.
what are you trying to do, bro?
You laughed at
the... Yeah, because it reminds me of a story time that someone told me, innit? Like,
oh, right, where they tried to like stop chopping girls.
Nah, I've got a boy that's living that same lifestyle, innit? So it's just
and you
first of all, and it, the way you said you got a boy that don't don't you got a boy don't do that. Just direct someone else.
But yeah, go on, carry on.
But yeah, no, that's like, that, genuinely, yeah, like, just every scenario just touched, like, someone in the crowd. Let me just say that, innit?
I hear it, so.
But yeah, like, it just grabs you. And then another guy was just basically going through a stage of, like, he wants to approach a girl, but, like, he's so scared to do it. And it's like, like, some of us don't actually deep that we don't go through that. Do you know what I mean? But there's guys that actually go through the thing of, like, what do I say to this girl? And, like, they're so worried of what to say and to get it right. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And then they then got into the whole... What was another thing they did that a guy had an issue with? That he got his heart broken, so now he, like, F love, like, F all of it. Like, he and that, blah, blah, blah. And then... Yeah, another one was to do with, like, another disclaimer. This is a bit of a sensitive topic as well. But how, like, you see the whole idea that men can't be abused when they're younger. Yeah. So they basically did that sort of version. They showed the version of how, like, you can, like, it is abuse. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not something you should, like, how do I word this?
What happened in the situation, or is it so sensitive?
He had, like, an older friend or something, or, like, someone that looks after them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she's, I mean, like, not older as an auntie, but older as, like, 17, or maybe he's, like, 13.
Yeah.
And then, like, apparently she's always getting up to dirty business with her boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Then one day she came into the guy's room when he was sleeping or whatever, said, "Are you scared?" Blah, blah, blah. Then eventually, yeah, just...
Fair enough.
And, like, you see, guys would not see that as, like, anything. They'll just say, "I was raw, like, you just chopped her older." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
oh, right. Do you know what I mean? Right,
like,
right.
It's like, it's not that. It's, you actually did get...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, like, it's just giving you awareness as to what goes through black boys, isn't it? And then the last scenario was to do with, what's the word? Homosexuality.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was basically how, like, and it was mad, the way they made it, the way they showed it is, like, they're dancing in the dark. Like, you don't know what the scenario is until, like, you then deep that, right, he's dancing in the dark, but he's dancing with a boy.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just showing that, like, he can't be himself in the light, that he has to be himself in the darkness. Right. Because being a black man and then also being part of the LGBTQ community, do you know what I mean? That, like, rah, like, he can't be himself in the light, that when the light now comes on, it's back to who he has to have to be on the, you know what I mean? And these are just all the pressures that are on black men as well. Do you know what I mean?
How long was the show?
Oof.
Sounds like they went through bad things.
No, they really did. They really did. So I think the screen started at 7:30, and I came out when the United game was done.
So who was United playing?
Crystal Palace.
Oh, this was on Monday.
Yeah. So I don't. Well, I'm sure it's like 2-3 hours.
You came out when it was done.
Yeah.
So like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because we played at 8. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So like 10 o'clock.
Fairs.
But yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie, I would recommend that to anybody. Like, you genuinely should go and watch that.
Yeah. No, it does sound lit, I'll be real. Like, I wish if they gave, I don't know if it was like a trailer for it or something like that, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I doubt there's a trailer.
From the title, I was just like, what is this about type of thing?
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Title's not what grabbed me. What grabbed me is the reviews.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Everybody says that was like, yeah, 10 out of 10.
I heard people cried.
It sounds sad though.
People definitely would have cried in that, for sure. People definitely would have cried.
Like, was there a lot of white people there?
You know what's crazy? There was white people there still. And I just felt like, I just wonder how they feel right now. Because it's clear that the people that we're referring to, that keep referring to them as a nigger, is them. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I just wondered how they felt in their moment. But regardless, everyone loved it.
First.
Standing ovation.
Was it?
Yeah, we gave a standing ovation at the end. Like,
God.
Generally, that was
Fairs.
10 out of 10, bro.
Fairs. It's even mad that the dad died of prostate cancer specifically, because bare man.
Yeah.
Bare black people.
Yeah, they have.
Have prostate cancer.
No, yeah, like, definitely you should get it checked, like, once you're at the age where you start checking every month.
And it's like when you're over 50 or something.
I think it was 30.
Yeah, I think you should be getting checked.
I don't know.
As soon as you can, bro, just. Get checked,
just get checked, because like, it's one of the easiest to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly. Just catch it. That's what I'm saying.
If you catch it early,
I'm saying. Even at this age, I think people should be getting checked. Even though I don't do it myself, but like I've always thought about doing it as well. But I don't know how it works. Like,
what?
Like when they do like a full body cancer scan. Check.
Yeah.
Like, how do they do it? Because it's not a machine. Not a
full body that you do. You just go and get your balls checked.
Is it?
Yeah, you just go. They go rub off on your balls.
I thought you were talking about a full health check.
There's a full health check as well, but like, no. Like, to get your balls checked, you have to go for
prostate check. Yeah, that's your prostate check, yeah. But like, if you're just checking for any sort of cancer, because you know you could have like one mole anywhere, and that's cancer. Like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought like a full body check, they'd have to like basically strip you down and check every part of your body type of thing.
No, yeah, I've never thought about full body check, because I feel like that's...
That is mad weird, isn't it?
It's mad weird, and it's just mad long, like. And this is the this is what goes. This is how I say. Long. I press the button then. On the TV. But yeah, like, this is just the sort of stuff that we think of. Like, it's just long. Is it not? I use the mouse and drag over to the screen. Eesh now.
I saw it for a sec. It was there. Can you even do it?
Though? Is it there?
It's there, but you can't do it. I don't think you can use the mouse to do it. Yeah,
I have a way in that. Yeah, if it comes off, it comes off, innit? If it comes off, it comes off, Sean. Damn, man, what the heck? So now if we want to make clips now,
yeah,
maybe chip, maybe just open, remove the battery and put it back in or something. But yeah, regardless of that, yeah, like, I would definitely say everyone should go and watch that. That was definitely 10 out of 10.
Yeah, sounds good.
Like, I feel like I would actually go back to watch it. The only thing is that the ticket pricing is kind of... Like £40 for a ticket.
Oh, that's calm. Well, what I saw was...
Yeah, but I went on a Monday, so...
That's the cheapest, isn't it?
I'm sure it's cheaper, but, like, you just won't be positioned probably in a great
spot. Oh, well, but your seat is not good.
No, my seat is perfect.
Fairs.
Yeah, I was directly in the middle. So... It's already gone. It's already gone, mate.
Brilliant.
It's already gone.
Brilliant, that is right.
Wait, did you do it?
Nope.
Nope.
I don't know how that went.
I've always gone now, so. What?
There, please select key for the...
Oh, forget about it, man. Forget about it, it's calm.
Whatever, man. Yeah.
Or you can go to, like, my collect... What is going on?
I don't know what's going on.
I'm touching the remote, so I'm like, that shit going on.
But yeah, nah, I'll definitely say everybody should go and watch that, man.
It's coming to an end soon, though, isn't it?
Bro, they brought it back.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But as in this time round, it's coming to an end. I know it's...
Like, I remember when I was in my first workplace.
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about the same thing, and then they brought it back into theaters. And that wasn't even the first time they had it there. And they've just been doing shows after show. Every day, they're doing a show.
Hmm.
Like, I'm telling you, they're cleaning up, bread.
Oh, that's how theatres work, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They perform the same thing. Yeah.
No, but they're constantly selling tickets, bro. Like.
Oh, fairs.
And some days they'll do two of them. It's like, I don't even know how you're built for that.
Yeah, 2:30, 7:30.
Oh, it ends in June, you know.
Oh, that's calm.
1st of June.
Got a bit of time to go watch that. Don't know when I'll go, but I'll just choose one of these days.
No, yeah, I'll definitely say everyone should go and watch that, man.
Maybe that day. I changed my gym. That gym I was talking about.
I saw in your snap, so.
Yeah,
gym, I could tell.
Gym's straight away. Still. Oh, yesterday's snap.
Well, one of them, isn't it? I saw some green thing.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Yeah. New gym, still, can't I? Yeah, change of environment. I needed it, to be fair. I want to see if it's going to change my productivity so I can do more there. Well, the main reason I went there is because of the indoor tennis courts, isn't it? Which I'll be using multiple times a week. Can play badminton, can play squash, can swim, it's a spa, indoor jacuzzi, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, gym.
Is this a gym or a country club?
So basically a country club, innit? Then there's a cafe, which is where I was today, outside, overlooking like the balcony, where I'm going to probably work a couple of days a week, just like towards the end of my shift. Then I'll go gym downstairs, which is what I did today. No, not even downstairs, same floor. Yeah. So, yeah, new environment. To be fair, I just wanna. My boy goes there. I was even with him today, so yeah, it's kind of lit still. And my dad does as well. To be fair, so yeah, it's lit.
It's lit, man.
I said it's lit. No cap, you gotta be active, bro. Gotta be active. Like Price, you were saying the other day, bro. At this age, our bodies are never gonna be more able than they are as we get older. You know what I mean, so take the most. Take the most. Make the most.
For you to quote Pricey,
no, but factually though, that was actually the right time to quote him still. You're even making the most of it anyway, so you should even agree, bruv.
Making the most of what?
Your physicality at this age. Are you not?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? That's extreme hate still. I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
I didn't get it from Pricey. I was doing this on my own, blood.
Same.
That's good. I'm generally doing this because I just want to get better at boxing.
Yeah, which is a byproduct of the same quote, though, isn't it?
Nah, F the quote, bro. I don't relate.
You do?
Nah.
You don't relate because Pricey said it, innit?
I guess.
Ouch. Damn.
I guess. No. Like boxing. Right. But I've always had bad stamina in it. So now I train my cardiovascular endurance.
I'm gonna get onto a few guys, man. I'm all for everyone running. Don't get twisted, improve your cardiovascular fitness. But I just know there's a few guys. Bro, you're going to that run club because there's a girl there that you like, bro. You're not going there because you want to run.
What makes you say that?
No, I'm saying...
Not like, bro, you know I how guys are, not like I didn't know that there was a trend on TikTok that people are saying that guys are going... Or girls are going to these run clubs because guys... No, guys are going to this run club for girls and that they're apparently chopping or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't know that this is the thing. I actually didn't know it's a trend on TikTok.
I didn't even know that after...
Until my boy told me this, I was like... What? I didn't know this.
So guys are going to run just to move to girls.
Okay. Bro, apparently,
okay. Literally okay. Chasing after girls.
Literally. Literal Christian.
I mean, I ain't saying it's you, innit? I ain't saying it's you, but do you get me?
Dons are doing it, though.
I didn't know.
That's crazy.
But I don't, not that it's a bad thing again, but I don't know what. Why are people just running all of a sudden? I'm seeing bare people running 10Ks, 5Ks. Like on my TikTok, I can scroll three times and bro, someone's running
10K. I think it's just a trend, but I think it's a good trend.
It's a good trend, but I don't see any longevity in it, though.
I think there will be people that will stay with it, and then there's obviously
like,
people
like, when it gets colder, we'll see who's running.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
We'll see who's running when it's colder.
100%. Yeah, but to be honest, this...
Running in the cold, man.
But I mean, if you really like it, you'll do it, though.
Yeah, and this trend started a while back.
I started...
In the winter?
Yeah, it started around the end of winter, yeah. Still, I wouldn't even lie. People running when it was cold still, and it was dark as well.
But it's more apparent now, though, isn't it? I see more TikToks recently.
Yeah, I see more TikToks of people running. The run clubs were always there, but I see more TikToks of people running now.
And I even saw a few people running the marathon.
The London Marathon?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What's his name? Comedian.
Oh, yeah. Don't Jealous Me.
Yeah, yeah.
He ran as well.
Him and his wife.
Yeah. I would actually want to do that one day just to say that, David.
I'm going
to
do it.
But
when I hear the times...
Yeah, some people just need to quit music.
Yeah, no cap.
That was so crap. Yeah. Well, yeah, I just don't see any need to run a marathon.
No, it's like a big, I think it's a big achievement.
You literally don't get anything from it.
But it's the personal satisfaction.
That you ran.
Yeah, bro. When you hear the times that these guys are getting, like 4 hours and stuff like that.
Yeah, but we're not training for that.
You'd have to if you want to do that.
You don't have to do it 4 hours.
You'd have to do it in 4 hours or whatever.
What do you mean?
Like, don't judge me running like 8 hours.
You finish, bro. Yeah.
You run like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
8 hours.
Yeah. Well, you finish when you finish. Someone walk, fam. What do you mean?
You know Jim Ratcliffe finished in 4 hours.
I don't think he finished. I don't think he finished. that guy's 75. I don't think he finished.
You finished in 4 hours.
He was watching the second half
in
Wembley. Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Nah, man.
Yeah. Who? Jim Ratcliffe, our new owner. Oh, no.
I don't think you finish. If you finish, forget me, fair enough. But
half a marathon is 26 miles. 26K.
What?
26K.
Half a marathon is 26K.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that 13 miles?
No.
Is that how long the London Marathon is?
Then it's not half a marathon then. Yeah, bro.
It was a full marathon. Oh, maybe a full marathon is 26 miles.
It is 26.2.
Is that what the London Marathon is? Marathon.
All marathons are 26
miles. Oh, right.
No, there's half marathon and there's full marathon.
Yeah, I'm saying all marathons are 26 miles, then it's half marathon.
Because I swear the
5 miles is 8K. So I don't know how 26K is then 13 miles, bro.
What'd you say?
5 miles is 8K.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait, why can't we hear all of this?
I don't know. Door must be wide still. Open, bruv. I don't think my man's even here to even regulate that, bruv.
No, he's not still. Maybe I should go regulate.
Go on.
No, we're ending like, how long? Like 10, 20 minutes, isn't it? But yeah, no, I don't ever see myself running the London Marathon.
Yeah,
the only reason I'm running one is because my mum runs marathons, innit? So I can say I ran one with her at least once, innit?
Nah, if that.
Nah, because it's mumsy, bro.
Like the winner of the London Marathon, she... Ran it. Yeah, it was a Kenyan. I swear she broke the record.
At least I was shocked that woman won the marathon.
Oh, Phil was looking at me. Yeah, she. And she broke the record as well. I think she ran it the fastest.
Why is he shocked?
What? That's crazy. I never see women at the end.
What's the time?
I mean, that's
she ran in 2 hours, 4 minutes.
26 miles. 26 miles in two hours.
That's crazy. I would have never thought a woman ran it and broke the record.
Oh, I lied. This is a man. 2 hours and 4 minutes. No, but the winner... Wait.
Nah, what? I would have never thought that.
How did you make that mistake?
Wait, what the hell am I seeing?
Like, I've never seen a woman and she's the winner. Like, what? I've never seen that. Like, they would have definitely wrote articles about that, being the first woman to
break it. They did. They literally did.
I saw one woman run it quick. And like, I know that there was a throwback of her, like, I think maybe last year, and she was quite on the chubby side, and now she's like very slim. But other than that, I never saw anything about it. It was a woman that ran it.
Oh, wait. What the hell is it showing me? I don't know, but I know a woman ran it.
Where's she from? Was it like Kenya or Ethiopia?
Yeah.
One of them countries. The man can run
for But yeah, the man, he ran in 2 hours, 4 minutes. And the woman, she ran in 2 hours, 16.
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying. Jim Ratcliffe running it in 4 isn't.
What did he say?
That is mad. 2 hours, 16.
What did the man run in?
Two hours, four.
Oh, 2 hours, 4.
Yeah.
4 hours is quick, you know. I'm not going to lie. 26 miles, bro.
5 miles a week was 8K. 26 miles, that means 40, over just over 40K. To be fair, it's more like 43.2.
Running 10K an hour?
43.2K.
Consistently.
Yeah, you definitely, that's definitely a personal achievement. The training you'd have to do for that as well.
Mate, it's mumps.
I'm not training for that.
It's mumps.
It's mumps. Your endurance would be at its best.
I'm not training for that.
Imagine that. Oh, yeah.
That. Your endurance will be at its best, but like, you won't be fight ready.
Hey, that's what you're trying to do.
Boxing. Yeah, in terms of boxing. Bro, I'm only in it for boxing now. I'll be real. I'm a bit like somehow that I've actually upgraded my gym just before boxing. I started boxing. Because like, if I could, I would train boxing every day. But I can't. And because I'm now upgrading my gym, I have to use that gym.
Yeah,
because it's too expensive.
But I feel like after my contract runs out with the gym, I think I'm going full in with boxing. He said that if you train 5 times a week, you can fight, have a proper fight in 2 months' time.
Smooth still.
So yeah, maybe I'll actually start fighting proper. Especially because, like, look at my forearms. This is from boxing, bro.
First.
But yeah, I actually didn't realize how much I like it until I started like catching myself watching fights. Like,
trying to compete.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Swear.
I don't have to.
Why not?
I don't have the discipline for that.
To compete.
Yeah. After a session, I'll go and eat McDonald's.
Man. I hear you though. I hear you.
Yeah, you know I mean, like.
But come on, man, compete, bro.
Don't get twisted. Like, if I get to the skill set, or when I get to the skill set. Then I feel like I'll just knock everybody out. So, yeah, maybe.
Why not, G?
No, like, I can't, innit? Like, I can probably take a couple bouts, but, like, to get to that the professional level, which I definitely could, like, it's never too late. Like, professional can be fine at 30 plus. Better Bivol is, like, 38, bro. Mm.
I swear Bivol. Is it isn't Bivol?
It's Bivol, old, yeah. Well. I don't know how old he is. I'm like, he looks kind of young, but I think he's fairly, like, late.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can definitely fight in your later stage in life. But regardless, I'm just not. I don't think that's my destiny. Do you know I mean? But you can never know.
You never know. Just take it as far as you can, rather than you. Just,
yeah, but then again, like for me, it's like I just can't. I don't like losing, innit? So
who does?
Nah, like.
No, but I know what you mean, like,
bro. Deep. I don't like losing in football. But now imagine losing in a fight.
Which you care a lot more about, isn't
it? Like, and yeah,
it's
like
you as well. It's not even a team.
Yeah, like you lost in a fight. That means that man can beat you up, bro.
Yeah, but you can't view it like that, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, my thing is just different, bro. Like, I'm just thinking like, yo, like
it's kind of a pride thing.
Yeah, like my pride is too high, especially when it comes to a fight, bro. Like, no man wants to lose a fight. You know what I mean? So yeah, like I don't know. I'd have to get to a stage where I'm like, yo, man's fisting up everyone.
Pause.
So yeah, let me get
hell? In.
Sorry, no diddy. But yeah, like I might have to get to a stage where it's like I feel like I can actually fist up anybody.
You said it again.
Fist up.
I mean, oh, man.
I'd actually have to get to that stage before I even consider doing it. And then, like, you just look at people that are going to be in your weight class, for example, yeah. Like, my goat right now in boxing is Boots. Look him up after, innit?
Fair enough.
Boots Ennis.
Yeah. Jerron Boots Ennis.
Yes.
But, yeah. Terence Crawford are in the same weight class. Mm. Do I see myself punching up Terence Crawford? Hell no. Hell no. Like, for me, it's like, I've just, like, I see people that have dedicated their time to the sport for their life.
Mm.
How do I feel like I can just come in now at 23 and then...
That's imposter syndrome though, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm not welcome in the sport right now.
Yeah, but was it, how young was AJ when he started boxing?
No, AJ was younger, way younger than me though. AJ was like 18, 19. Yeah, 5 years, bro.
He can still get into it, bro. And look at him now. Do you know what I'm saying? He's like one of the best. I don't know. I'm not going to say any statements.
No, you can say it, bro, because I believe he's the best. But, you know, what you believe is not what was true. That's
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, the longer you go while thinking, right, how can I compete with guys that were starting this when, you know, way back when?
Yeah.
Get me? Time is going to go by and then you're going to be 28 and now it's going to be like, raw. Now it's actually kind of late.
No, yeah, I'm just happy I started it now, innit?
Yeah, so, now you got a choice there.
No, yeah. Like it's not off the cards, but it's not on my. Like I'm not looking at that. I'm not looking at going professional or anything like that.
Yeah, just do it as a hobby, innit?
Yeah, for me it's just a hobby, and then yeah, I think like when I proper get into it is when it's like raw.
Yeah.
Now is a good time.
Cause that was like me with football. I was thinking, all right, cool. I got a trial. I had a trial last summer for the team that I was playing for. And let's say there was 30 players. Let's say 40 players. Yeah, two trials. The first one was even in flipping Thamesmead. First trial, there was probably like 60. Thamesmead, bro. As in Thamesmead. The club.
What's the name of the club?
Sporting Club Thamesmead.
No. There was a club that I just heard of recently, that one.
So. Yeah, so... There was like 60 players there and everyone's in the change rooms, putting on their shin pads, boots and that. And every single player there played football for the past 3-4 seasons, like 30 games under their belt. And when I was walking onto the pitch, I'm thinking, mate, last summer I was at a day party after day party. Summer before that, I was doing absolutely nothing. And I'm here with guys that play football every week.
Yeah, but there is though, with football, if you got it, you got it. Do you know what I mean?
That's, yeah. Yeah, if you got it, I clocked that after. But in the moment, I'm thinking, I shouldn't be here.
No.
So then I started playing. I don't think I was playing too well. And at the end, the guy was like, oh yeah, you come back for a second round. I didn't come back though because I got a trial with another club. I'm thinking, okay, I ain't played in like 4 years. You might have been playing every week for 4 years and I should still come back. Sat there maybe. Second trial, which is a higher level, again, they said, come train with the first team the next week. And I started playing for that team eventually when I signed with them. I was thinking, rah, I ain't played a game since school. Sixth form, 18 years old. I was 22 at the time. 4 years of what, like maybe 5 goal sessions in between that time.
Yeah.
I was thinking, okay, maybe something's here. Then I was thinking, all right, cool. If I can get into this team, which is a decent level, good level for the amount of experience I had, I'm thinking, rah, I can keep going. I can become like... solid semi-pro, at higher level semi-pro. And then I started playing and the injuries just... Mate. That's what caught up to me because my body hadn't been conditioned to someone that could play 90 minutes, 40 games a season.
Yeah.
So I played the first few games and the injuries just didn't stop. But I've kind of picked up the same passion of tennis though, it's weird.
No, yeah.
So I'm playing a couple of times a week, but like with boxing, like if I could play 5-7 days a week, I would. I would. So... I'm just going to carry on doing that.
No, yeah, I feel like... it's even a good message that we're going to leave, really, was yeah. Like... I feel like even with anything that people are doing before you, like, don't try... Like, just try and avoid that imposter syndrome sort of feeling, innit?
Yeah.
I would say, because...
It's easier said than done, but...
Yeah, like... Yeah, it is, because, like, I'm seeing people that are way bigger than me or way better than me at boxing, but, like... In my head, like, I know I can get to that level, so... Yeah. All I got to do is keep doing it, really.
Mm.
And then whatever comes with it, really.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just, like, I feel like, to be fair, we didn't really get it with the podcast, like, starting back up. And I feel it's because we had our stripes.
Yeah.
We earned our stripes before. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but starting now is like,
We would have had it. There would have been an element of imposter syndrome.
It's like, rah, like, these men have been doing it for time, you know. They already got 100 episodes out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, but then again, like, would we be here today now? Mm. I mean, we've done a live show. But yeah, it's like, just got to avoid all that feelings, really.
That 100th episode definitely made me feel like we have an extra stripe, though.
No, we definitely earned an extra stripe when we did the 100th
episode. And live show as well.
Live show then gave me an extra stripe.
Yeah, because it differentiates you from the rest that I haven't got.
And then the whole YouTube, getting paid from YouTube that was another stripe for me. These are free stripes
Yeah,
keep doing your thing on the podcast, innit? Those are what, no, to be fair, getting sponsorships as well. Another strap.
Four.
I mean,
mate.
These are stripes still, but nah, at the end of the day, like, everyone, nah. When I see people starting podcasts, I'm like, yo, keep doing your thing. Just do your thing.
Mm.
Like, Jenny, just do your thing. Nah, I actually want people to just do your thing, do your podcast. But make sure you start it for the right reasons.
I was about to say that. That's the first thing, innit?
Yeah, just do it for the right reasons. Don't do it just to, I don't know, just get famous.
It kind of annoys me when I see podcasts starting and stop. Because it's like, bro. Because it could be two things. If you started for the right reason and then life happened and you couldn't continue, which happens. Or you didn't start for the right reason and then you just stopped. So it's like, what was your reason for starting in the first place if you've only done 12 episodes and you've given up? What's the point?
I wanted to check if Chunks and Philly still do theirs.
Did you see the thing about their break?
Yeah. I wanted to send
it. I looked at that video smiling. I said, what are you on a break for, man?
I just found that so funny.
Because like...
Oh, they dropped yesterday. So they went on a break for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And it doesn't even look like life is getting in the way. If you heard the video, they were like, yeah, we're going to go on a break to sort of... Said, oh, gather some more guests.
Yeah.
Or just... I don't know. It kind of seemed like they just wanted to just take a step back for a minute, like needed a breather or something. But what didn't make sense was Chunks was saying that his friends prefer episodes of just
them
him, Philly, and the Lawrence. Guy Lawrence behind the camera. So then, why
these men are doing better views than Shits and Gigs, bro?
Yeah. So then, why are you taking time off to gather guests when the people prefer episodes with just you lot? You know what I mean?
Just think it's on 307 episodes.
That's ridiculous.
Like, you actually can't say a couple of men don't deserve what they get. You know what I mean? These men didn't just blow overnight, bro.
Do you know how old we were when they started then? It must have been, like, that's probably...
How many episodes in a year? 52. 52.
Six.
So,
six.
Eight. That's, they're on their eighth year.
Wait. Mm-hmm. No, not eighth.
Yeah.
Because 52 times eight is 400 and something. 407.
They're doing their, like, sixth or seventh year.
Yeah.
Bro, they're on their eighth year, bro.
Wait.
52.
No, how many episodes is it? Like,
380.
Okay, 389. Okay, yeah.
So they're going, they're in their eighth year.
Yeah, it makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought it was 300, like low 300.
Yeah.
No, yeah, 389, bro. Oh my God, do Three Shots still drop?
Yeah. They just dropped with Rich. Power of a Praying Mother. Swipe to the right, go up. No.
There we go.
No, you're back on it.
What?
They just dropped Power of a Praying Mother. Yeah, with Rich.
Who's Rich?
Richard.
Yeah, you said Rich.
They call him Rich all the time. It's their boy, fam.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, they have... That's a crazy name, though.
You know who that is, though.
Yeah.
It's a crazy name.
So. That's a crazy name. Why?
A crazy name. But back then...
How do you think they feel? Oh my days, they're on 406.
Yeah, because they got Sly Sterling and someone else on for 400, I think.
They got Fields. Fez. That's on what, Sunday? Yeah, Fields the artist.
Hello, Cheers City.
But yeah, like, how do you think they feel? Mimi was on the episode.
Yeah, for the beef conversation between J. Cole, Kendrick, Drake. How do they feel? I think...
Like, do you feel like they're underrated now, or do you feel like what?
I think they are very aware of the perception of free shots. And I think...
Bro, 90s baby, I've cleared these, man, now.
Bro, yes, being clearing them, But anyways, yeah. I think the overriding perception of free shots is that people think the wheels aren't far from falling off because of their views going down, Keith leaving, the dynamic not being the same, it being so far
bro, from radar. Ended, you know?
Radar, radio. Remember radar?
Yeah.
They used to be...
Man said faded is over as well. Friendly,
but R&B slow jams, bro.
They're still doing that, right?
Yeah. I don't blame him. He's laughing it regardless. I don't think he...
Oh, I just deeped it though. Yeah, R&B slow jams. So how are they doing faded as well? Yeah.
So him and his business partner are both on R&B slow jams.
They're both in it?
Yeah.
He confirmed that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking like, there's no way he's just on it.
Left him out. Yeah. That'd have been mad.
That'd have been mad still. That's crazy. There's
four of them that do slow jams. Taser, Chucky, his business partner, and someone else. Yeah. Pretty sure it's four.
No, I don't know who the fourth one is, but
Chucky said it one episode.
Oh my days.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Great.
That episode with
Brazy.
Fair. Respectable.
But yeah, nah, we need to get on our Zoom.
What was I saying? Yeah,
we actually need to get on our Zoom.
The overriding perception of free shots, I think they're very aware of, which is that the wheels aren't far from falling off. Because I feel like they can see everyone looking at Keith leaving, looking at the views going down, just looking at the overall dynamic, because they used to be way more funny than they are now. And they are still funny because it's still Marvin Taze. They're always going to be funny. They're always going to have good stories to tell. The chemistry's never going to go. But I feel like they feel like most of the people watching know it's not going to be going on for much longer, which is kind of sad because I think they should carry on going.
But not everything needs to.
Obviously.
Not everything needs to go on for life.
But me personally, I could watch Marvin Taze have a conversation every week, no problem. It's like they've been boys since school. I can't lie. So yeah, I could watch that every week. But I find myself watching them less. Which is mad. So I'm even part of the overriding perception that their views are going down because I watch them less. I can't lie, I watch 90s every week.
I don't watch podcasts, so.
But I watch them for comfort, though.
Pause.
No, man. It's not pause. That's just the term, bro.
Man, I watch it, man, for comfort, bro.
Nah, bro, let me...
Madam Joyce is actually killing as well, bro. Bloody
she heck. Had receipts on. What's that on?
She had the receipts on. Oh, that's this episode. Ross, what are receipts on? I don't even know what they're on anymore.
Mate.
I wish there was metrics on shown on Spotify, you know.
Signed by Spotify.
I wish there was metrics.
You know they had Coco Jones on as a guest.
As in like, she actually came and she came.
Yes.
I mean, networking there. I mean, when was she in London? I don't even know she's in London.
Exactly. I don't even know when. But
bloody hell, this is doing well.
Yep.
Bloody hell, that's doing well.
Yep. I forgot to put a poll on.
I don't even have to check our views on Spotify anymore.
That I think that's what it is, bro. That is it.
Where's content? What the heck? But there is.
In comparison to 363.
Damn, that's crazy. Damn, that's a crazy amount.
Yeah, because the YouTube reflected that still.
Yeah, I've noticed that YouTube reflects what, or Spotify reflects what YouTube does and all that. But yeah, nah, even us, I can't lie, we're lacking still. You said in the group chat, yo, we need to go on Zoom.
Yeah, the clips.
TikTok, we have not been posting on TikTok, man.
It's my fault, man,
Nah, it's not. You get me, let's just...
It's a machine, man.
Take it on.
We'll need to take on.
Three of us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll sort out. What's today, Friday?
We need to get back on our Zoom, but yeah.
Sort out.
Top bloody hair in my head.
You know what's mad?
Actually, you cut this hair last Friday.
I was even thinking the same thing. I'm thinking, bruh, it's been a week of a trim, man. Bruh, it's already expired.
But these barbers, they don't do it no more. They know what they're doing, bro.
No, they're sat in those they're clippers, bro.
They're the clippers, bro. They know what they're doing.
It'll expire after like 4 or 5 days. What was I saying? When I posted my clip for Ashley Fitz on TikTok,
yeah,
I was hesitating.
Why?
Exactly. Well, I'm like,
you're on TikTok, bro.
I'm already on TikTok, bro. I'm like, what are you doing? So I checked myself. I'm like, bro, you're already on TikTok, bro. Like, just post it. And then I just posted it. But for like a couple hours, I was like, TikTok? I'm like, make it, bruv. You're already on there. And then, yeah. But, yeah. You even said you, I don't know if you want to say it, day in the life.
Possibly, innit?
Why not, fam?
Possibly.
Why not? Because people have already been invested into our personalities.
Possibly, innit? Like,
so,
there we go. It could happen. If you see me on my own TikTok, you might. You may not. But yeah, like, for now, just catch us on the What We Saying page, innit?
Yes, sir.
Everyone, man.
129?
Yeah, bravo. 129.
Bruv, what time are you in the gym?
Why?
No, answer the question. What time did you leave the gym?
At 6:45.
What are you doing? Nah, what are you doing? Oh, my days. He left the gym at... These guys live an hour and 10 away from studio. He left the gym at 6:45. Recording starts at 8 p.m. You do the maths.
No, like, I'll be real. I just took my time today.
Why, bruv?
I'm not sure.
This is part of the slacking.
No, it's not.
Yo, what do you mean?
No, I do my stripes in.
Oh, yeah, nice. 6:45. Oh, my gosh. When I saw that stuff, I was
no, like, on Fridays, what? it's not an hour and 10, bro.
There's traffic on Fridays, no?
No.
There used to be, though.
Yeah, no? Because you came out earlier, so there's rush hour timing.
Oh, so now
at 8, there's no traffic.
So now it's an hour straight.
Straight, or even a bit less sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no, like, it's a straight drive. No, there's no traffic anymore.
What time did you get to yours?
7:30.
Come on, man. Let's be professional.
No, I knew that was coming late.
So. Come on.
Like, I have a box now, bro, deep. I've been ill this week. Like,
okay.
I missed out on gym twice this week. I missed all sessions for gym.
Yeah.
So I said, no, like, I have to either hit the gym or hit boxing.
No, I was just on a bit more of a serious note. Like, they're talking about the episodes are shorter. Which is kind of unfair on them, to be fair, because we used to do 2 hours.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they've been saying it for weeks. Like, it's kind of unfair on them because it's kind of like we've been giving them 2 hour episodes. We were giving them 2 hour episodes more or less weekly. Then we just dropped because we ain't coming on time. So I think, you get me? 2 hour episode every now and again.
Or drop a studio in South London and then we'll be fine. Do you know what I mean?
Isn't actually, no, that's not a studio, to be fair. But yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Let's just, yeah, try and get longer episodes. But yeah.
This one won't be too short. We
it
stayed over time.
It should be longer than last week.
Yeah,
last
we stayed over time still, so.
Maybe 20 minutes longer than last week, something like that, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, back to the outro. 129. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell your family.
We're saying points to TikTok, all that good stuff. Other than that, T-Land Wooden Fest for coming, man.
Thank you. Big boy Hustle Hustler. Stay with us, man. People,
stay with it.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy Benz on the booth.
Benzo.
I'll see you on the next one still.